A few months ago, we had a baptism and we baptized four converts. And now we're preparing to baptize other six in a couple of weeks. The Lord is at work here, and we are very, very thankful that God's hand moves among us.
Welcome to Updates from the Field, a production of Heart Cry Missionary Society.
Welcome to a special edition of Updates from the Field. My name is Hunter Gately, and I'm the coordinator for Europe. And I have two very special guests with me here today. I have Jared Hall, who works in our media department, and I also have Serene Pradhan on Zoom, who's a missionary in Romania. So brothers, welcome. So recently, two of the guys from the media department, Chris and Jared, went with myself to Romania for about a week and a half. And on that trip, we toured to see many of the brothers and sisters in Romania, to visit their churches and to preach and teach and just see the work for ourselves. So Jared, this was your first time on a trip like this. And even then you weren't an employee of Heart Cry. You were sort of on a job interview. So what was the experience like for you?
Well, it wasn't just my first experience on a Heart Cry trip. That was my first experience overseas. At all, and so it was quite the adventure.
Yeah, and that was your first time to meet all of the guys that we've met from Heart Cry who were supported by Heart Cry. Mm-hmm. Did any of those stick out to you as memorable, you know, church visits or occasions or anything?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, we were blessed to go to Serene's church, Providence Church. One of my favorite experiences in Romania was hearing the singing of all of the different churches. And in Providence Church, near the end of the service, there were some original Romanian hymns that were sung. And one of those became one of my favorites.
So Brother Serene, you were there with us as well. You were an excellent tour guide, and you know, you accompanied us on every trip. Or on every part of the trip. What part of that trip has stuck with you now that we're a few months removed from it?
Well, the whole experience was phenomenal for me. And the joy of introducing you the whole mission field in Romania, as you've been for the first time.
Yeah.
And obviously being in my own church, that was the highlight. Because it's always, you know, like a father, I'm proud to show my children, to introduce my children to somebody. And, you know, I even asked the music leaders to pick up some Romanian hymns, something original, so that you enjoy. And Jared, I am glad that somehow being with us and worshiping with us, it was something unique for you. So, when I'm at home, I am at home, and I always rejoice in that.
Your relationship with Heart Cry and with Brother Paul goes back very far. And so beforehand, you know, Paul told us what Romania would be like. He told us even stories about your early days together. So for us, it was great to see it all firsthand. So Jared, you mentioned that you were taking video. What was that video for, and how are we going to use it?
Yeah, so one of the things that Chris and I were there doing is capturing video footage, photos. There's going to be a documentary of Romania. So they'll outline a lot of the missionaries that we support there, some of the works that are going on, some of the building projects, like Providence Church, that building project. And also, one interesting thing that we were able to experience was the village of Zizan. Mm. And that was a very memorable experience when we were able to go tour that village. And one of the interesting things that's going on there is there's also a new building project that is being started there. And I don't know, Serena, if you have any updates on that chapel that's being built in Zizan.
As a matter of fact, today we found that in about a week, the final authorization will come and we can start.
Well, wow. Yes. That's great. That was a special time for all of us because, you know, I had heard about the project in Zizim. I knew of Alex and Emmy who were working hard to witness to the village and to meet people. But going that night, you know, it was late that we got there. The room was very hot. But I think the people who were there who had been converted in that village were even warmer than the room was. So we got to sit down and fellowship with them and talk about the gospel and about Christ. And that was a really special occasion.
Yeah, not just that, but you had mentioned the people there. You know, there were, you know, people who were had been converts for a long time. There was one man there that I talked to that had recently been converted just 2 weeks before. Mm-hmm. And so that was really amazing just to be able to see.
It's always encouraging to meet people who God has saved even recently. It's a miracle that he performs in conversion and giving eyes to see and faith. So tell us about, we have this on the table before us, this magazine.
Heart Cry produces a magazine, a quarterly magazine. And our summer edition, our summer issue just came out. And it features a lot of the images that we were able to capture in Romania. This was in Marian Ney's church, and the Gypsy church. And a lady, when Serene introduced us, looks back right into my camera, and I was able to get it right at the right time.
Wow.
So these are the Carpathian Mountains, and then there's some other shots like this one that shows downtown Brasov. And you can see Providence Church there with the black roof, the white building with the black roof. And so it's been really exciting to be able to work on this.
Yeah.
And it has been mailed out last week, so everyone who has subscribed should be getting them in their mailboxes, if not already, but at least this week. So if you aren't subscribed to the magazine, you can go to our website, heartcrymissionary.com/subscribe, and there you can subscribe to our weekly updates, but also this quarterly magazine, which is free. It's free of charge for everyone who requests it online.
Good. And Brother Serene, I want to thank you for joining us today. To close, can you tell us some ways that we can pray for you and for your ministry and for the church in Romania?
I want to take the opportunity to thank our partners and supporters for their prayers. Our church goes through a great season. A few months ago, we had a baptism and we baptized four converts. And now we're preparing to baptize other six in a couple of weeks. The Lord is at work here and we are very, very thankful that God's hand moves among us. Now, some converts come from this village where we want to plant this church. And one lady that came to know the Lord, her name is Chelly, and she experiences great opposition from her husband. Cătălin, her husband, is not happy at all that Chelly wants to get baptized, and sometimes he even beats her. So please pray for Chelly. Also, pray for our church as on weekly basis we go out to witness on the streets and in the main part of the city of Brasov. We need help from the Lord to articulate the message of the gospel and to reach the people of the city. Also, please pray for Romania as we are in the proximity of the war in the Ukraine. Tens of thousands of refugees cross the border every day to Romania. We see lots of refugees in Brasov city, and we try to talk with them. We try to find out how we can help as a church. Some of them began to come to visit us, visit our church, and so we try to provide food and the needs that they have for their families. Most people are actually mothers with children or grandmothers that came. Generally, the man cannot cross the border, cannot leave the country of Ukraine. So please pray. It's such a distressful time, such a hard time for Ukraine. Pray also for my family. Just a month ago, we had a new baby, Patrick Edward. And so we're trying to adapt to a new reality. And so please pray that we will continue to serve the Lord, even though there are new challenges. And we are so grateful that we know that behind our ministries, there are people committed to pray for us. And we're really grateful for that.
Thank you for watching this episode of Updates from the Field. Please remember to pray for the church in Romania. Remember to pray for the leaders that they would be strengthened and equipped for every good work. Pray for converts that people would hear the gospel and they would repent and they would believe. Pray also for the building projects that are going on for the church in Zizin, that God would grant favor in the eyes of the authorities for the paperwork to go through, for the chapel to be established, and for many in that village to be saved. Jared, thank you for joining today. Thank you for watching, and God bless.
Thanks for listening to Updates from the Field. To learn more about Heartcry and to view our other productions, visit heartcrymissionary.com.